ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Peter Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering.
Well, Ted, you look worried. Steve, it just dawned on me when you said we're back.
We're back.
It's not just me and you, my brother.
I know! Luke! I was almost going to text him. I still am. But I was going to text him to see if he wanted to join us on the MegaCast. I'm like, he's probably at practice.
I hope his nose is down the playbook.
Right? I mean, I saw pictures of him, a video clip of him yesterday on the field. How about, though, gone and back four times, fourth time back with the Seahawks. Every time, he still is able to grab number 82. I thought that was interesting.
I wonder if it's just sitting around.
I think, you know what? They just should retire it after Luke Wilson's done with football. Like, and it'd be like, we know he wasn't like, you know, the ultimate superstar player for the team and like leading the league in stats, but he's just too special to us. No one else should ever wear this number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody was asking me, they're like, I know you love him. You think it's going to work out this time? I go, it's the Seahawks and Luke. They'll put him on.
Yep.
They might cut him and then bring him back by December. I mean, you never know with this relationship.
It's like your friend that dates this one person and they just keep breaking up.
But except we like both.
Right.
That's the issue.
Yes. And then neither one's doing anything wrong.
Right.
This is never working out. And you just keep hoping that they're going to stick it through. Let this be the final place that he plays at.
Yeah, like when he broke up with like the Raiders. Fine.
Yeah.
Ravens.
I never liked those Raiders anyway. Right. Ravens kind of douches.
Right. But it's like, see, the problem is we like both of you in this relationship.
We don't know who to go with. So we're just going to be on team both forever. I was so pumped, man. And especially, we know, and we were talking about it on the, like, if you follow him on Instagram, you know that this dude has been put. I mean, I know every football player puts in work, but he's gone like almost superhero level of the amount of work that he's been putting into his body,
yeah,
so that he can be ready for whatever team's going to take him. So I hope that it's just like something magical happens where like not only is he just a Band-Aid for an issue that they have with tight end, but maybe it's something that like he stays with the team for a little bit more than just like, you know, a half a season or a full season.
Yeah, and like when we talked to him, right, he was very honest. Like, he knows the writing's on the wall. I mean, which is crazy. What is he?
31.
31, right?
I thought he was younger.
But yeah, I mean, 31, the right, like, his career's almost over. So, like, you're right. Maybe this offseason, that extra work will pay off.
Man, I'm
going Saturday. I hope he catches a pass just to yell.
Oh, dude, that'd be so sick.
Yeah.
Man, I smiled from ear to ear when I saw that was going on. When I first heard the news and there were the rumors, you're like, oh, please. And I saw his tweet where he's got like some Star Wars meme where he's like lifting up like the hood. I don't even know what it means because I don't know anything about Star Wars other than R2-D2. But it was like something.
Is that the gold dude?
I don't know. He's lifting his hood up. I guess he's back. I don't know what the hell it meant.
Yeah, I always forget you're with me. Like, I don't know, Star Wars, whatever.
Like, I like the movies. I've seen most of them, but I'm not going to be able to tell you everything that happened. And that meme meant nothing. We should have him on just to explain the meme.
I preferred what somebody put in the Brokeback Mountain one. I wish I could quit you.
That was great. And I also love Will Disley, another tight end for the Seahawks. He put the Batmobile, the Batman
the light. Signal?
Yes, yeah. That signal. And it's Luke Wilson.
Luke.
Very pumped, man.
We are back.
Yes, we're all back. The MegaCast, even though he never joins us, we're back as a team. He can if he wants to now. Maybe we'll switch to Tuesdays. We'll be like, yo, Luke, we'll do Tuesdays if you can join us every Tuesday.
Well, Steve, I podcast all Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of talking for you in one day.
Oh, we could do it in the morning.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep, my bad.
I'm not coming back. I got a kid.
I know. Sorry.
Come on, Ted.
Well, the podcast, we were early adopters. We're full Zoom now.
That's true.
You're right. That is just my instinct. Everybody says Tuesday. I go, no, I can't, man. God damn it, Joe. You know I podcast Tuesday nights.
You know my schedule. What the hell is wrong with you people?
You're right. Obviously, we would do it in the morning.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
I was just thinking about the glory days.
I know. I miss those days. Going to that Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Doing shots of tequila with Luke.
Mexico.
That's the name of it. I couldn't remember the name, and it's named Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Looked like the cheesiest, like, run-of-the-mill chain, but it was just a single restaurant, and it was awesome.
You were waiting for, like, the South Park guys to buy it. Like, is that, like, old-school, typical, like, Casa Bonita-type style to it?
Yeah, but the food was great.
So good.
Yeah.
Unlike Casa Bonita, where the food was terrible when I went there.
Mexico's gone, by the way.
Oh,
I know.
Pour one out for them.
Pour one out for them, and always pour one out for Bill's Off-Broadway.
Oh, the best meatball sub.
God. All right.
Thank you, COVID.
TED Talk. First of all, since I'm here with Steve, I think we'll agree on this one. Thanks to everyone that donated last week for Kicks the Kid. Kicks for Kids.
Dude, you guys crushed it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you what, had like 15,000 raised during the men's room?
Yeah, it was something crazy.
I think we did like 7,500, and it was just like such a great day.
We also have an unreal advantage. I can't explain to you, but like, we raise money during the show. But when Mike comes on, when he's doing like his headline tease and just does the auctioneer thing, I mean, people get so fired up. All of a sudden, like, donations are just flying in.
Did you guys do any stunts? Or was it just you guys were just hitting people up for donations?
We were hitting people up for donations. And if we reached a certain goal every hour, we had a beer.
That was your stunt?
Yes.
You sons of bitches.
I know. And it just worked out. People were like, I want to see you guys drink.
You guys did it for beer?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure it out. I was like, wait a second. Like, I didn't see any crazy stunts on social media. I didn't see you guys taking pie to the face or anything like that.
You know, Mike and I came up with that idea a year ago. And then, Steve, we're already moving on to the next year. We're on to Coats for Kids.
Oh, my goodness. I took a pie to the face of people throwing cherries at me while singing Warren's Cherry Pie.
I saw that.
Did you see the video of it?
I did. That one was fine. I won't lie. I was...
Woo! Yeah! She's my town cherry. Oh, my. Tastes so good. Makes a grown man cry. Sweet cherry. My eye. Oh, got it in my eye.
God, you almost have as good as pipes as me.
No.
I got to admit, though.
I'm never going to be a duet.
I know everybody involved. I get it's a stunt. I'm still uncomfortable watching Sarah drink that Tabasco out of Rev's belly button.
Dude, I'll be honest, like, that was her, like, the texters threw that up and she was like, okay, I'll do it. And as it was going on, I'm like, I don't know if this was a good idea. I jokingly put on the wheel. I don't know if you saw that. So we spun a wheel. It's either gonna be me, the Rev, or Danny. And I'm like, I hope it's not me. Like, I just don't want to deal with that. That's such an awkward feeling. But I jokingly put Joe on the thing just to kind of make them nervous. But I was like, we're not really going to, I don't click on those thumbnails. Like, if you were stepbrother and sister, yeah, sure, I'll do that. But not actual birth brother and sister.
Well, also, like, I wasn't in there. I've only watched the video. But, like, I did it for Rev as well.
Rev could not stop giggling.
Right, because he's just laying there shirtless on the counter in the studio.
With his coworker sucking Tabasco sauce out of his belly button.
Right, with his right? I was like, I'm glad you guys did it. I'm glad it worked. But like, you could see, like, to this moment, I'm like, I'm still uncomfortable with that one.
That was weird. Also, me trying to sing Avril Lavigne's Complicated with a giant scoop of peanut butter in my mouth was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
You know why it's a terrible idea? I put way too much peanut butter in my mouth. So A, it was impossible to even sing. But B, I was planning on spitting the peanut butter out, but it started like dripping down my throat and I almost choked. So I swallowed it. So I chewed a couple times.
All
like,
right.
You know, I was like in a position where I had no way to get it out of me. And I'm like, all I could think was, that was an S ton of calories that I just put in my body. And I'm not even enjoying it. I was so mad at myself about that.
Have you ever I remember, like, I don't keep peanut butter in the house because I'll eat it like ice cream.
Oh, all scoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love peanut butter.
I'm with you. But I remember back in the day, did you ever do the thing where you get like a scoop and it's like, I mean, it's like you're going to die. So you take a little sip of milk and it like pokes a hole.
Yes.
It's like, why did I do that? Like, just, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice with delicious or death. Delicious, more death.
So what's the TED Talk? I'm sorry, we didn't.
Oh, just saying, thanks to people that donated.
Okay, good.
I haven't seen you in person. That was last Friday.
I loved watching all the numbers and the names coming up. And so many people did some kind of number with the number 69 in it, which is my favorite of all the things I've ever come up with. Creating the 69 Club is my proudest achievement.
Okay, so that's the only thing I was going to say. Like the stunt stuff is one thing, but the 69 is unbelievable.
Because even
like
the game.
Right, even like for Taryn getting people to donate for MS for her ride, you know, because her mom has MS.
Yeah,
like it's funny how many people donate 69.
I think it's so funny because such an organization has to like at some point realize it's a trend. It's not just a weird occurrence.
Even on our show, I would say 30, if not 40% of people, it's still 69. I gave you a shout out. It was like, shout out to Migs. That was a great idea.
And then I remember doing it as a joke, and then it was during the Coach for Kids promotion a couple years ago. And all of a sudden, we started noticing the uptick in donations because we would say, hey, welcome to the 69 Club, John, whatever, you know. And people who would donate $50 started just, instead of, hey, if I'm going to donate $50, what's $19 more? And I get a shout out on the air. Well, I get to say I'm part of the 69 Club.
Right. So that was the other thing we did. If you donate it, you could give your business a plug. So that helps.
Oh, dude, I did see a lot of businesses because I was reading some of them that we were getting emailed to us. And I was like, those sons of bitches. That was such a good idea. Simple. It's simple. Whatever gets people to donate.
I would also say this, apologies to people over the weekend, donated a ton, like, shout out for this, shout out for that. I was like, that was just Friday. Sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
Also, have you heard us read the list of the bars that currently have the new men's room ale?
No.
It's just amazing, because Miles just goes down the list, like, you've been here? Yes. Mm-hmm. You've been here? Mm-hmm. I think you've been to a couple of them with me.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Loose Wheel down in Tacoma?
Loose Wheel in Puyallup.
All right.
Same one. All right. Yeah, I've been there a bunch.
Yeah, there. What's it? You haven't been with me, but I love the Buzz Inn in Arlington.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, you got to get that Sportster, the giant mug.
Giant mug.
And if you go on a Friday, the bartender should be named Katie. Just be like, Katie, Ted Taryn said I could yell your name. Because Taryn and I were there one day getting lunch, and she forgot to bring our beers. The food came first, and she was like, I'm so sorry. Next time, just yell my name. We're like, what's your name? She was like, Katie. And we're like,
never forget it.
You told the wrong two people. So then once we got one giant beer, we're like, Katie! And now I'm telling everybody that listens to this podcast to go up there and yell at her.
Oh, before we take a quick break, I always love sharing these. Those moments where you just like get annoyed with an internet troll.
Oh, yeah.
So it's me versus the internet, kind of a thing, I guess. Right. I don't know. I rarely do this, but I've gotten to a point now where if you say something stupid, I just delete your comment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's on Instagram. So I don't know if you saw the Instagram post I posted of Tatum in the dryer.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, laughing. And
where she's going, hello.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like,
she's great help.
Oh, yeah. So the backstory behind all that is I was getting some other stuff. I knew full well she was about to do that. Like, I was right by her. You know what I mean? Like, because she's done it before, and I'm like, oh, this will be a funny video. So she just climbs into there. Usually we keep the dryer door closed because, you know, that's just what you do. Or we keep the laundry room closed, actually, so she can't go in there and mess with, like, the garbage.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this will be a funny video. But in my head, I thought, how long will it take until we get that one person?
Excuse me.
How long will it take until we get that one person?
Yeah, that's like, you're a bad dad.
Right. So all these great comments. People are having a great time with it. And I'm just waiting for it. I'm like, I'm actually surprised. Like, most people are in on the joke. Like, they get, like, you know, we're not leaving her. It's not like I'm going to close the door and turn it on. You
right.
know, like, I mean, there's zero risk of her getting hurt other than climbing out of it, which she wasn't doing. I had to pick her up and take her out of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's zero chance of her getting hurt in this situation. And I wake up the other day. And there's a comment, and it just says, and I wrote it down, am I the only MF-er that thinks this is dangerous? Don't reinforce this kind of behavior. And this is my favorite part. That's how kids die. And I look, and I'm like, the person who wrote it's not following me. So somehow they came across my video.
I see. And then just,
I don't know if they are a listener or not. I didn't tag any kind of thing. There was no hashtag baby in a dryer. You know, it was nothing. Somehow, however it may be, this person saw my post and truly thought that they needed to teach me how to be a better parent.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, at first I was going to comment back. And I'm like, I don't even want to deal with the headache.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I do all the time. If it's on Twitter, if it's something like, I just won't respond.
My thing is like, and again, it's like, okay, you want to judge how I'm parenting, whatever. I have always tell myself this. I tell my friends this when they deal with idiots also. I'm like, why do you care about the opinions of someone who you don't even care about their opinion? Like,
right.
Really, at the end of the day, I don't know this person. They could be a good person, but good or bad, whether they have a nice thing or a bad thing to say about me, why do I care?
Yeah.
I don't know them. I don't know what the context is. The part that cracked me up the most about that whole comment was, that's how kids die. Because lots of kids die by doing a 5-second Instagram video in a dryer.
Yeah, also, like, right, it's like, do you even have kids?
Exactly.
It's very easy to look from the outside and be like, I would never do that, right? But you don't have one, so you don't really understand.
And reinforcing bad. Like, yeah, you know what? The kids are going to climb things no matter what. That's what I've learned as we've tried. Tatum is going to try and climb every single thing. And yes, we do everything in our power to get her not to. But there are moments where you turn around, she's standing on a table and laughing her ass off because she thinks it's awesome. And then we have to go over there and yell, you know, yeah, you can't do this.
Can't do that, yeah.
But, like, trust me, this is not going to be the first or the last time she tries to climb something.
Dude, I got in trouble as I was laughing at a video. Have you seen the one with there's like a cat? It doesn't have claws, but the cat's in a laundry basket, and there's just this kid, and she keeps messing with it, and the cat is, like, arching its back, and finally just turns around and hits her with, like, a quick, like, and the kid is just, like, stunned. It's like, Well, you got to learn how to interact with the animal. Like, it doesn't have claws. Like, I'm sure that kid will be a little more careful with the cat now.
Well, it's like that with Lulu. Like, I mean, I don't think I've posted any of the videos, but there have been a couple moments where Lulu's trying to, like, bite Tatum, but Lulu has no teeth.
Yeah.
So it just feels like you taking your hand and, like, giving a quick squeeze. Anytime she tries to do it, Tatum thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. But I know if I post that, someone's not going to read, maybe, even if I say Lulu has no teeth, they'll be like, I can't believe you're putting your kid in such a dangerous situation. You should get rid of your dog. It's like, chill the F out.
Yeah, chill.
Just chill, people. And donate $69 to Coats for or Kicks for Kids.
Yeah.
And Coats for Kids. Whatever.
Just, yeah.
Just donate money to children.
I'll just be like, we could buy Steve and I $69 worth of beer.
You could do that. And we'll appreciate it more then.
Yeah, at the next event, we'll both be at.
Whatever that is.
I know. Tier.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we need to talk sports
and turkey legs.
Ted and Steve need a minute to shave each other's backs. Sexy. I know. The Megacast will be back.
Enjoy the smell of summer anytime with Budweiser's Backyard Barbecue Scented Candles. Kinda smells like food right from the grill. And if you wanna keep your summer going, try these new summer aromas, like Cousin Dave's Dirty Bong Water, Aunt Mabel's Day Old Watermelon Rinds, or Uncle Timmy's Chewing Tobacco Spit Cup with Cigarette Butts. There's also Dad's Sweaty Jean Shorts mixed with Lawnmower Off Mosquito Spray and Spilled Beer. Summer scented candles, because you just can't forget some smells.
Ted and Steve give great hugs, but those motherfuckers have never hugged me. The Megacast is back.
Both equations equal a nap.
What's that?
So both equations equal a nap.
Yes.
Either I have to do something later, so I need to take a nap, or I drink too much at lunch, so I need a nap.
Ted and I are going to be doing a lunch drink fest. Well, Ted will be drinking. I'll be watching.
I was going to say, Steve, easy on those Diet Cokes.
I know. Maybe I'll have two Diet Cokes at that lunch that we get.
Crazy.
Maybe we can get Luke Wilson to come with us. We'll go balls out.
Luke makes the team. First Tuesday he has off. Is that Luke Wilson with a guy getting wasted at lunch?
And another guy aggressively drinking Diet Cokes? Dude, I went to the gas station the other day to get a couple of Diet Cokes.
Sorry, that's not what I expected you to say next.
Sometimes the things go off in my head like a little light bulb, like, oh yeah, dude. So I'm going to get my Mod Pizza. I don't get my Diet Cokes in Mod Pizza, long story short. But they have their sodas in those coolers that aren't really closed.
You know, they're not cold enough.
So you get home, it's like a lukewarm Diet Coke. I'm like, you know what? There's a gas station in the same little lot that where the Mod Pizza is. So I go in there, just getting a couple of Diet Cokes. And of course, the lady needs to have a serious heart-to-heart talk about Diet Cokes with me. And I'm like,
about Diet Coke?
She just goes, I used to love Diet Cokes. I'm like, yeah, I still do. Like, she's like, I used to drink like two, maybe three a day. Man, I used to really love them. And I'm like, I don't know. Is she asking? Like, I almost felt like she wanted me to ask a follow-up question. Like why don't you? I'm not going to do this. Like, I have to go get my pizza. I'm starving. I'm not here to have a conversation. I'm just here to buy my Diet Coke. And then she looks at me and goes, sir, what do you think about Pepsi? And I'm like,
what?
The guy next to me looks at me. And I look at him. I'm like, and I'm thinking he's going to be like, yeah, man, like, weird, right? And he goes, and he looks at me like, waiting for an answer, too. And I'm like, I mean, I'm okay with Pepsi. She goes, I don't like Pepsi at all. And the guy goes, yeah, I don't like Pepsi either. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to say no to a Pepsi if it's the only option that they have. So now I'm having like this three-person conversation about whether or not Pepsi's worth getting if you don't have a Diet Coke. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get a Diet Pepsi if they don't have Diet Cokes. I got to go. Bye. You now guys I'm, talk amongst yourselves.
Now I'm sucked into it. I was like, I like the Diet A&W root beers.
But like, if I'm going to get a Diet Coke and then I'm Diet Coke, like if I'm going to a gas station, I'm
right.
My next jump won't be Diet Pepsi. It would be Coke Zero.
See, it's Jesus Christ. She did it to us.
Right.
It's funny. I used to drink Diet Coke with Captain. But like, if I drink a soda, I go Coke Zero.
Yeah.
I think it tastes closer to regular Coke.
See, I don't even like regular Coke now.
Yeah, I the one soda I probably drink the most is like I'll drink a Sprite.
For us, it's those Zevia drinks.
Zevia, have you heard about the new sodas? Oh man, Kenny Mayne's all about them. He just did a commercial for them.
I'll have to look them up.
Yeah.
Are they like healthier?
Yeah.
So maybe my wife would be into that. Yeah.
There's some, I think it's something Olipops.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to ask my wife if she knows about it because we crush the Zevias all the time. The root beer one.
All right.
The cream soda one. And my favorite, the grape soda one.
Somebody was at my house last couple weeks ago and they were like, you eat non-dairy Ben and Jerry's? And I'm like, oh my God.
I think that's still in the freezer?
Yeah, I haven't eaten it. I'm like, I think it's been in there since Christmas.
Whenever the last time we had a slumber party. Which was around Christmas time.
Yeah, right? Then we got up and watched the Hawks game.
I think that was, yeah. Speaking of the Hawks.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
They do have dairy-free fish food right now.
The thrill of victory.
Fist food?
And the agony of defeat.
You can eat my fist. Fish.
This is
the really Ted into the wrestling
Smith's Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
Oh.
All right. So there's preseason going on, this and that, and I've been struggling with this all morning. Do I bring it up? Because I feel like every time I bring it up and say I'm hopping on the bandwagon, they start losing. But the M's are kind of rolling. Like the Mariners are winning games.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. All right.
Did you see the clip of Scott Service after they beat, I think, Texas? It came from behind or whatever it was, or extra innings one?
I did. Mike and Miles are actually very big Mariners fans.
Yeah.
And they, like, Mike is always like, dude, I think they're only like a game or two out of the wild card.
They're, I believe, three games out.
All right.
Two or three. It's either two or three in there. They're making headway. Red Sox are starting to suck. A's, they just beat them. And so they need to jump the A's and the Red Sox. The Yankees are in a whole other stratosphere right now.
We have to technically say we don't hate the Red Sox because of our sponsor.
Oh, fine. Not going to say I like them.
Nope. We just have to technically say we don't hate them, Pat.
Right, Pat. But we would like to see them lose more, Pat. I mean, unless you can figure out a way to figure out how the Yankees can stop winning. I think they're in 11 in a row as we record this. But, dude, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
There was a clip of Scott Service that he just started, like, tearing up and crying after the game. He just goes, I just love this team. And I was like, man, like, that just felt good to hear, you know, because I do, too. Like, I really love what this team is doing. They're fun. What do you call it, the fun differential right now?
We're going into fall. The Sounders are rolling again, right? Yep. Can you imagine September, early October?
About to start the Kraken, too.
You got the Seahawks hopefully rolling.
I got goosebumps.
I don't know. Look, dude, I'm dead serious.
Bro,
like,
I got goosebumps.
The Mariners with a chance to play postseason.
Seahawks rolling with Luke Wilson as their starting tight end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got the Sounders ramping up for playoffs and then everybody getting ready for Seattle hockey. Like the four majors. Oh, well, I guess basketball. Sorry, basketball.
Yeah.
I was like, the four majors all in one.
Dude, how crazy. There's like 35 games left, I believe.
All right.
It's not impossible to think.
No.
And it's usually around this time that we're just complaining, man, they were pretty good for the beginning of the season. Like, this is a fun team.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way,
you got me pumped.
Wide World of Sports. I would also mention the Premier League started. And I'll leave it at that because people know I'm an Arsenal fan.
Okay. I get a vibe.
It's
that bad.
It's bad. Steve, their first game. They lost to a team that hadn't been in the Premier League in almost 70 years. 70 years.
So are they in the Premier League or they're still not?
Okay, no.
So
this team made it into the Premier League for the first time. And I'm pretty sure it's like at least 60, might be 70 years.
Because like how it works is like if you're a crappy team, you get bumped out of the Premier League.
So there's 20 teams in the Premier League.
Right.
The bottom three, 17 or 18, 19, 20, you get dropped down a division.
And they've been dealing with that for 70 years.
Right, they were down in like League Four. They made it all the way back up to like Championship, which is right underneath the Prem. First time back in,
they barely beat Puyallup High's soccer team.
Right, like they couldn't beat the Kitsap Pumas, but they beat Arsenal.
Oh, I'm sorry,
it was bad.
That's rough.
And the next game was Chelsea, and they just throttled us. Like
really,
2-0. 2-0 doesn't sound that bad, but when you barely touch the ball or have a chance on goal, like they just whooped our butt.
So do you think there's a chance that they may get bumped out of the Premier
League?
Okay, I won't bring it up.
We are not talking about
that. Okay, go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
It is a scary thought.
You mentioned me, dude. I had something awesome happen. You mentioned wrestling. I had something awesome happen this past weekend when I was wrestling on Sunday over at the Scuttlebutt Tap Room, which is so much fun. Shout out to the Flex Network, my buddy Matt Beck, who runs it. He's the guy who puts together the wrestling. It's a great beer tap house in Everett. They have like two spots. They have the brewery, and then they have their tap house.
All right. I'm like, I know I've been there.
You might have been to the brewery. I used to go there when I lived in Linwood. I would go to the brewery a lot, but now they have like this little tap room kind of a thing.
All right, cool.
Like the giant kegs and the giant thing that brews the beer, whatever it's called.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going back on watching moonshine shows. We'll call it the Hopper.
Yeah, sure. Get in the Hopper. But dude, it was so much fun. I wrestled a guy by the name of Zicky Dice, who just recently, I think he's about to sign with Impact Wrestling, or just did. Like, he's a big name in the world of independent wrestling. And I had something happen to me that I was always wanting to happen, but I didn't even notice it happen until I caught the video like hours later. Which is, so in wrestling, you want that moment that you can get the crowd to chant "Holy yes." It's not the end of the world if they don't. But like a lot of wrestlers, you kind of risk your well being with hopes that one day you'll get that. I've gotten it before, but it's because of like a multi person team thing. But this is the first time during a singles match where him and I are doing stuff, and because of something that I did or was done to me, it got the room chanting "Holy yes."
Nice.
So I don't know if you saw my video, but it was a video of me getting suplexed. It's on my Instagram at I'm Steve Miggs. It's on my Twitter as well. And I'm getting suplexed, but I got suplexed outside of the ring on there, like a wood, like a stage catwalk for us to get to the ring.
All right.
So we worked outside of the ring, and he's like, we talked about it earlier. He's like, be up for taking a suplex? I'm like, damn straight. Like, I've always wanted to do that. Like, curious to see what it would feel like. And I was like, I'll probably get a good reaction. Does the suplex. Ted, it was a terrible idea.
Oh, was it painful?
The most pain I've ever felt in wrestling.
Oh.
I don't know what happened, but I landed. I mean, I know what happened.
Well, you also weren't in the ring, so there's no cushion. And not that rings have a ton of cushioning, but there's a little give.
Because there would beams underneath the mat, underneath the canvas. And sometimes, if you're lucky, you got a little bit of like a foam padding. Some don't. Depends on the ring. But all the rings, they have like a little bit of a give. That's why, like, if you have like a hybrid ring that's also for boxing, they have like these things that you have to put in, like little stands that brace the wood beams. So that way, when you're boxing, you don't have that give. So you could have both kind of things. So obviously the ring has give, but this wood catwalk stage thing does not at all. And I mean, I could find the video so you could just see it. But Ted, it was like one of those moments where it was so bittersweet because it happened. Now I'm feeling just like the world's worst pain and not really. So you'll see it right here. I'm feeling the world's worst pain and I'm not hearing, as I'm feeling this pain, I'm not hearing the crowd chanting "Holy ass." So now you're watching. Ooh. So here's what it sounded like. And there's the slam. I didn't know that until later on. That
was so painful.
It was so painful, man. It was like, I felt it the moment it happened. I'm like, oh dear God, that was a terrible idea. Why am I doing this to myself? And the funny part is before the match, me and Zicky's like, hey, I'm dealing with some back stuff. Because you try and talk to each other to make sure, what's going on? Do you have any ailments? Do you have any injuries? Because I don't want to risk hurting you more. So his first thing was like, hey, man, just to let you know, I'm dealing with some little back stuff. I'm like, that's cool, man. My back's not all that great. And I'm also old. And we started laughing about that. You know, I'm like, I don't care. Once we start playing the match, we're like, you want to take a suplex on the outside? Yeah, sure. It sounds like fun. I always wanted to do that. Never doing that again. So once it happened, they're all chanting. I don't hear any of this. I'm assessing what's going on in my body. Like, I'm like, everything hurts. I'm like, did I jack my back? Did I hurt something? Like, did I do some kind of structural damage, or does it just hurt because my body just hit a hard surface?
Yeah.
I was able to assess pretty quickly that my back feels fine, but I just bruised the living crap out of my ass.
All right. Did you get any colors?
Nothing yet.
All right.
I'm waiting. I think it might be too deep of a bruise. Like, you know, it's like one of those ones where maybe 2 weeks from now it's going to turn black.
Like a hematoma.
Bro, it felt like I had butt implants that night, like instantly. Like, I was like, everything hurt. And that was in the beginning of the match. Like, that was like early in the match. So now we had to still have a match. And we still had a couple more bumps where I'm landing hard on my back in the ring. But I was like, God, this is going to suck. Just got through it. It was a really fun match. Had a blast with Zicky. But the next day, like, trying to drive home, trying to sit in my car. Like, today, I'm finally feeling a little bit back to normal. Now, it just feels sore.
So,
like
all the pain and everything else, but you didn't hear the chant.
I didn't hear the chant. My luck.
You were there. The only thing I can compare it to, and I was talking to Mike about it yesterday, was I always had a dream of walking out and people high-fiving you, and I had that boxing match. Because of the adrenaline dump, and I was blacked out.
You don't remember it?
Nothing.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's such a worse because you want to feel it at that moment,
right? Like that's part of what you do all this for is to get the reaction, and then it's either shooting pain or blacked out because of adrenaline, and you miss all of it.
That's why I remember there was one time in my life where I made it a point to remind myself, "Hey, enjoy the moment." It was when I got to do the stage introduction for Metallica, because I know, and you know, you're probably the same way. You do those stage announcements, high adrenaline going,
yeah,
more often than not. My nerves are so crazy that I just try and get through them, and I almost go through autopilot and black out, or you know what I mean? Like, you're not really aware of, like, I look past the crowd because I just want to get nervous. That was the one time where I remember walking out there going, Steve, you're going to enjoy this. You're in front of about 60,000 people at CenturyLink Field at the time, Lumen Field.
Yeah.
You're about to introduce one of your all-time favorite bands. You better stop for a moment and soak that in. And I did, and I don't care. I was like, I don't even care if it looks awkward. I'm just standing there staring at the crowd.
Yeah,
and I was like, it was the best thing I ever told myself. But in this situation, I didn't know I needed to tell myself, hey, look past the pain and listen. All right, turkey legs.
God damn it. I'm going to use that advice, by the way, for coaching.
Look past the pain
and listen.
I know we got to get going really quick.
Yeah. But. All right, so here's the deal with turkey legs. I'm going to try to go to a fair this weekend. I was asking Steve if they ever goes to the Puyallup Fair. And turkey legs come up. And if you listen to the podcast, we talked about, did we talk about, I can't remember if we talked about it on or off the cast.
Okay.
So the
turkey. Listen anyway.
Yeah, right.
Deal with the pain and listen.
So the turkey legs, I'm like, I think they're overrated. Steve goes, I've always wanted to get one. And I'm just like, it looks so much fun. But literally, the only time I've had one was at this same fair in Monroe. And I was with a girl, and I remember I was like, I'm getting a turkey leg. And she was like, okay. And we sat there on the curb, but just halfway through, I'm like, I don't know if I want this turkey leg. I said, it's like a Bloody Mary to me. Like, I love the idea of Bloody Marys. But halfway through, I get bored. I'm like, just give me a mimosa.
You never get a second Bloody Mary.
No.
No. And you're right, though.
And it's not chicken. Like, you got to remember, it's turkey.
Dude, it's something that looks probably better than it is. But you're absolutely right. It's a large, greasy piece of meat that's probably dry-ish. That's turkey on a hot summer day.
Right. And they're out there pumping these out, right?
They smell good. They look amazing. And there's nothing more savage looking than walking around with a giant meat on a bone.
And there's nothing sadder looking than a dude just sitting on a curb eating it outside of the
piece of corn in one hand, turkey in the other. It's like walking Thanksgiving.
All right. Really, here's a good turkey leg story you like. So years ago, I mean, Christ, I had only been in Seattle for a couple of years. We go to LSU for the tailgate tour. And we're sitting there. We meet these guys the night before. They're super cool. They're like, come by our tailgate. So LSU tailgate's unbelievable. So we're having fun, drinking. There's a bunch. And this pickup truck just cruises by. And these dudes are handing out smoked turkey legs. And it just has like their business card on it.
Brilliant.
So my dad doesn't drink. He loves eating. And they just hand him a turkey leg. And I mean, it'd be like looking at the look on Tatum's face. Like, I don't know. She had something sweet. He's just like, free turkey leg.
That's incredible.
God. I mean, now you're talking about a man enjoying a turkey leg.
It'd be like me coming home with pizza for Tatum.
Yeah,
Peepa? Peepa? That's what she called it.
Right. I mean, what does he say? You look happier than a pig in ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd be so pumped if someone walked. Like, if we were at a tailgate party and we're just walking, someone just goes, here.
Yeah, that's like they were just cruising around tailgate
like
to tailgate.
In my 20s.
Yeah, they were just what? Like, here you go, turkey leg. I was like, I'm good.
I don't know what your business is, but I'm frequenting it.
Those guys were awesome. I still text that guy, Cody Blue, once a year. Like, I thought about him last night. Like, college football is getting around the corner. And he's always like, the Smith boys, what's going on?
Sounds like an adult film star's name.
Cody Blue?
Yeah.
Dude, Steve, they were so nice. We met him in the casino the night before. They had a tailgate with food and, like, one of those little trailers that has the kegs in it. So there's just taps on the side. Finally, Cody goes, hey, man, do you mind kicking in, you know, $20? We've been at this tailgate for 3 or 4 hours. He says, boys, $20, everybody. And he's like, oh, no, man, we just needed a 20. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I know me and Will and my brother have at least drank the amount of beer that...
More than $20 worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they ran and got another keg.
Bro, there's something about, like, the people who put on those epic tailgate parties. They're way more giving. than like some like guy that has like a really crappy barbecue and a cooler full of beer. They're gonna be like, yo, who the hell are you and why are you at our tailgate party? Like, give me some money. Whereas like the people who have those lavish ones probably are doing okay with themselves. So they're just like, we just want to have a party and have fun and have everyone experience it. But you know what? We should probably take $20 from you.
I still say it's the original festival.
Yeah.
You show up, you got your little space, you meet your neighbors, you share food, you share a drink.
Yeah, it's something cool.
Play
about
some
it.
Games. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we got to run.
All right.
But let's go get some turkey legs.
If I get one, I'll take a picture.
You know, I just want to get one for a picture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't justify dropping like $15 for this turkey leg so I could get two bites, realize that I'm really not that big of a fan of turkey. And now I got my picture, and that's it.
I got to figure out a way to get down to the Puyallup one next month. And then we can get
It's in a couple weeks, I think.
I think it starts the week after Labor Day.
Which is a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, you're
I know time. Dude, September's next week.
It's crazy.
It's stupid.
It is.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though. I've been sleeping like a champ. Kind of happy it cooled off.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast and go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Anything else going on this weekend you need to hit?
Massive day Sunday. You have the Seattle Reign taking on the Portland Thorns. And then after that is going to be the Sounders taking on the Portland Timbers. And good news, the Sounders listen to the fans. So in between the games, you will be allowed to exit and re-enter.
Why was that a problem?
Well, because the games are back to back.
My bad.
So people were going to be stuck in the stadium for like hours.
No, I got what you mean. For a second, I was like, wait, during like intermission?
Right. So even if you don't drink beer, you mean, just getting sodas and food alone when you're there for 7-8 hours is going to be price. So people are like, can we just leave?
Can we go to a restaurant? Can we go for a walk?
Right. Do something.
Yeah, that is kind of nice of them to do that.
Yeah, but it's cool, man. They got like bands set up in the Northwest Plaza and this and that. I retweeted it last night from Sounder at Heart, but check it out. Also, it's back in, so make sure you take your mask or they're not going to let you in.
Yeah, bring your mask. I kind of like the name Portland Thorns, though.
It's a Portland soccer team. F them, Steve.
I still like the thud of poor Steve Meigs breaking my lower back for 60 people to chant holy S.
Yeah.
And a $50 payout.
All right.
Why are we doing this? I don't know. I just love it.
We're back next week.
We are back.
We are back.
Go Luke Wilson.
Go Luke.